Enoch's Grand Vision, The Complaining Voice of the Earth, Moses 7, 48-49, 54, 61, and 64. Book of Moses Insight, number 26. In a previous insight, we observed that three distinct parties weep for the wickedness of mankind: God, the heavens, and Enoch himself. In addition, a fourth party, the earth, complains and mourns, though she doesn't specifically weep for her children. In the present article, we discuss affinities in the ancient Enoch literature and in the laments of Jeremiah to the complaint of the earth in Moses 7, 48 and 49. Valuable articles by Andrew Skinner and Daniel Peterson, following Hugh Nibley's lead, discuss interesting parallels to these verses in ancient sources. Peterson follows J.J.M. Roberts in citing examples of Sumerian laments of the mother goddess and showing how a similar motif appears in Jeremiah in the guise of the personified city as the mother of her people, by way of analogy to the role of the mourning earth as the mother of men in the book of Moses. Roberts illustrates this by citing Jeremiah 10:19-21. Woe is me because of my hurt. My wound is grievous. But I said, truly, this is my punishment, and I must bear it. My tent is plundered, and all my cords are broken. My children have gone out from me, and they are no more. There is no one to spread my tent again, and to set up my curtains. For the shepherds were stupid, and did not acquire of Yahweh. Therefore they did not prosper, and all their flock is scattered. End of quote. Emphasizing the appropriateness of the Sumerian-Akkadian milieu for this concept in Moses 7, Skinner cites S.H. Langdon as follows, quote, "The Sumerian Earth Mother is repeatedly referred to in Sumerian-Babylonian names as the mother of mankind. This mythological doctrine is thoroughly accepted in Babylonian religion. In early Akkadian, this mythology is already firmly established among the Semites." Although the motif of a complaining earth is not found anywhere in the Bible, it does turn up in 1 Enoch and in the Qumran, Book of the Giants. In 1 Enoch, we find the following references. 1 Enoch 7, 4-6, 8-4. "And the giants began to kill men and to devour them, and they began to sin against the birds and the beasts and creeping things and the fish, and to devour one another's flesh. And they drank the blood. Then the earth brought accusation against the law of the lawless ones, and as men were perishing, the cry went up to heaven." 1 Enoch 9, 2 and 10. "And entering in, they said to one another, the earth, devoid of inhabitants, raises the voice of their cries to the gates of heaven. And now behold, the spirits of the souls of men who have died make suit, and their groan has come up to the gates of heaven, and it does not cease to come forth from before the iniquities that have come upon the earth." 1 Enoch 87, 1. "And again I saw them, and they began to gore one another and devour one another, and the earth began to cry out." In the book of Giants, 4Q203, fragments 8:6-12, we read, quote, "Let it be known to you that your activity and that of your wives, those giants and their sons and the wives, through the fornication on the earth, and it, the earth, has risen up against you and is crying out, and the raising accusation against you and against the activity of your sons. The corruption which you have committed on it," meaning the earth, "has reached Raphael." Consistent with other comparisons that have been made between the accounts of Enoch and the book of Moses, the Qumran Book of Giants and 1 Enoch, Skinner finds the resemblances to the Qumran Enoch text are more compelling than those found in 1 Enoch. First, he notes that the nature of the wickedness in the Book of Giants is described as fornication, which corresponds semantically to the term filthiness used in the Book of Moses. By way of contrast, the wickedness being complained of in 1 Enoch is the crimes of murder and violence. Second, Skinner notes that in both the Qumran Book of Giants fragment and Moses 7, the earth itself complains of and decries the wickedness of the people, while the first two 1 Enoch texts emphasize the cries of men ascending to heaven by means of the earth. Skinner also notes that in the Book of Giants and the Book of Moses, the ultimate motivation behind the earth's cry for redress against the intense wickedness on her surface is a plea for a cleansing of and sanctification from the pervasive wickedness by means of a heavenly personage and heavenly powers. In the Book of Moses, the earth importunes, "When shall I rest and be cleansed from the filthiness which has gone forth out of me? When will my Creator sanctify me that I may rest and righteousness for a season abide upon my face?" Likewise, in the Book of Giants, The earth complains about how the wicked have corrupted it through licentiousness and anticipates a destruction that will cleanse it from wickedness. Conclusions. From a literary standpoint, the complaint of the earth is moving poetry. Oglade Hunsaker gives two examples. Quote, Enoch hears and describes the personified soul of the earth alliteratively as the mother of men, agonizing from the bowels of the earth, that she is weary of wickedness. When the earth begins her speech, she commenced with woe, woe, prefiguring the latter echo. The tension of the drama resolves itself as the voice uses assonance in pleading for the righteousness to abide for a season. But it is more than poetry, of course. It is also history and prophecy. Moses 7, 61 and 64 happily proclaim that the day shall come that the earth shall rest for the space of 1,000 years, and then woefully informs us that before that relief is finally given, the earth will again suffer great filthiness just before the Lord returns. Quote, the heavens shall be darkened, and a veil of darkness shall cover the earth, and the heavens shall shake, and also the earth, and great tribulation shall be among the children of men, but my people I will preserve.